Hi, Phil. First, I'll kick off with what shape do you think the Northwest creative industries are in, and where do you see it going?
I think they're in fairly rude health, given the horrible couple of years we're into at the moment.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that recession sort of got its grubby mitts on this sector, as well as every other. Although I do think that the creative and digital industries are well placed to kind of ride that, really. This is a responsive, reactive sector that changes in response to the kind of landscape it finds itself in. I think there's been a lot of changes, sort of especially in the sort of the small and medium-sized agencies. There seem to be less of them about, more people either becoming freelance and working in new kind of ways, such as a mill project, or becoming part of a bigger concern. So there's been a little bit of consolidation times, really. I think the sector will ride this storm, will come out more powerful, bigger, and Media City's spoken about a lot.
Yeah.
I think it is a catalyst. Certainly the BBC being here with some, if it is slightly reduced commissioning power, are still going to be here. They are still going to be a big buyer in the area. So I think things are good. Things are hard, but they're good.
And outside of Manchester, are cities doing okay with their creative industries?
I think everyone's in the same boat. You know, it's the classic thing that when times are hard, businesses tend to go for the budgets that they think are the easiest ones to cut, which tends to be things like marketing, or if you look at local authorities, their priorities shift against things like supporting art. It undoubtedly it's tough, and it's an easy creativity, and using creativity is kind of an easy budget to pull. However, I think it's those companies that are wanting to use digital technologies and creative thinking that actually will come out at the other side of the recession more powerful, really.
So that sort of leads on to, where do you think the needs and development are? Because you offer lots of courses, don't you?
Well, yeah, we develop a lot of training and events and programmes, really, to support creative and digital business. I think we tend to listen to people a lot more, really, which is our kind of strength, really. We kind of listen to what companies are saying they need and try and find ways of plugging those gaps. The kind of skills needed are broad. You've got everything from very technical skills to kind of managerial kind of stuff. So on the technical side, at the moment, there's a big shift in people wanting to look more at application development specifically for the iPhone, and has come in the iPad, because one, they're really interested in those kind of technologies, and two, their clients are increasingly saying, we need an app, and they're not sure what for, but they need an app. So we've been doing some stuff around app development on a number of different levels, really. But like I say, needs change at the drop of a hat, really, and that's, I think, what we're very much about is seeing what people are wanting, and trying to find a way of bridging those gaps.
And very briefly, what support's in place? What are the two or three best, most popular programmes?
That we do.
Yeah, that you do.
Other suppliers do training events. And,
well, they're not very good, are they?
Of course.
Oh, right, yes, of course, yes.
Competition's
good,
It is. We do all sorts of things. Technique is a programme that will be running again very shortly, which is very much aimed at technical skills development in digital people. We do a program, we're just running at a minute, called The App School, which is targeting quite young people and getting them a route into the creative industries, teaching them about all sorts of skills that creative companies want.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. For my first audio boo interview.
We've broken your duck.
Well, we have, and maybe my voice isn't so bad after all. We'll see.
All right.